We will start this session by looking at first year allowances. First year allowances were introduced in the first Labour budget in 1997 as an incentive for businesses to invest in capital equipment. First year allowances give businesses an enhanced rate of capital allowances on plant and machinery in the accounting period in which the expense is incurred. Unlike writing down allowances, first year allowances are not time apportioned in short or long accounting periods. Special types of qualifying expenditure attract first year allowances at 100%. This means that the whole of the expenditure is deducted from trading profits in the period, effectively allowing businesses to treat the expense as a revenue deduction. Additions qualifying for the 100% first year allowances are entered into a 100% FYA pool. The first year allowance is then deducted at 100%. The following types of expenditure attract first year allowances at 100%. Energy saving plant and machinery, boiler systems, certain motors, etc. Designated plant and machinery which meets stricter water saving or efficiency criteria. For example, meters, monitoring equipment, flow controllers, leakage detection, efficient toilets and taps. Capital expenditure on research and development incurred by a trader. This includes expenditure on plant, machinery and buildings, but not land, used for the purposes of carrying out research and development. Costs of converting an empty space above a commercial property into residential accommodation, shortened to flats above shops. The residential accommodation after conversion must be for letting on short-term lets. Business premises renovation allowances, plant and machinery for gas refueling stations, for example, storage tanks, compressors, pumps and any equipment for dispensing the gas, carbon-efficient biofuels plant, natural gas, biogas and hydrogen refueling equipment, cars which are electrically propelled or have carbon dioxide emissions not exceeding 110 grams per kilometre, and expenditure within the annual investment allowance. You should note that the 100% first year allowance on energy saving plant and machinery, low emission cars and zero emission goods vehicles is only available if these assets are acquired unused and are not second hand. We shall look in detail at some of these, starting with flat conversion allowances. 100% first year allowances are available where the owner of a qualifying building, typically a shop, incurs capital expenditure on converting or renovating an empty space above the shop into a qualifying flat. The allowance is 100% of the conversion or renovation costs. There are no allowances on the actual purchase price of the property. As with ordinary capital allowances, a partial claim for first year allowances can be made. Thereafter, writing down allowances are given at 25% on a straight line basis. Balancing adjustments will arise if the property is sold within 7 years. The property must have a shop on the ground floor and an empty space on the first or subsequent floors. The flat must then be made available for short-term letting. The capital allowances can be set against the rents received from the letting. The allowance is available when the property is first available for letting, not when the owner starts incurring the expenditure. The 100% first year allowance can result in a property income loss. Property income losses are usually carried forward against future rental profits. However, property income losses that arise by way of excess capital allowances can be offset against other income. This could be useful for high-worth individuals looking for a tax-efficient investment. The flat must either be unused or used only for storage throughout the 12 months prior to the work commencing. Consequently, if a taxpayer buys a shop with an empty space above it, he must make sure that that space has been empty for 12 months before he starts the renovation work. To be a qualifying building, the ground floor must have business rating. The original use of the upper floors must have been residential. The building must not have more than 4 stories above the ground floor. And the building must have been built before the 1st of January 1980. To be a qualifying flat, the flat must be held for short-term lets. This means of not more than 5 years. It must be self-contained, i.e. there must be separate access to that particular flat. This means that the tenant must not come through the shop front to get to the flat. It must have no more than 4 rooms, excluding the bathroom, cloakroom or kitchen. It must not be of high value. There is a table of rentals at section 393E of the Capital Allowances Act which determine high value. The person to whom the flat is let must not be a connected person. This is regardless of whether the connected person pays a market rent. If owner and tenant are connected, there is no 100% first year allowance. All the rules governing flat conversion allowances you will find at section 393A onwards of the Capital Allowances Act. The Business Premises Renovation Allowance, BPRA, is available to any individual or company who incurs capital expenditure on bringing qualifying business premises back into business use. The BPRA gives 100% initial allowances for capital expenditure on the renovation or conversion of business properties that have been vacant for a year or longer in designated disadvantaged areas of the UK. The rules apply for qualifying expenditure incurred on and after the 11th of April 2007. To qualify for the BPRA, the building must be in a designated disadvantaged area, must have been empty for at least a year before the renovation works began, must have previously been used in a trade or been used as an office, must not have been used as a dwelling, and must remain as business premises after completion of the renovation. There is a long list of designated disadvantaged areas on the HMRC website. Relief is given by deducting 100% of the renovation costs against trading profits. No relief is obtained for costs of acquiring the land on which the building is situated. If a landlord undertakes the work, i.e. he buys the disused building, converts it, then lets it out to a trader, the capital allowances are deducted from his rental income. The allowances are clawed back if the building ceases to be used for a qualifying purpose within 7 years after it was renovated and first made available for use. This concludes the first part of the session on further computational aspects of capital allowances.